That XMPB at Common Line Saturday morning at game day. You want to go see game day? You want to go see Clemson, Virginia Tech? Well, then join me tomorrow night. I will be at Cigar Realm. Three Chopped and Cox. Look for the Fox Sports 910 tent. I will be out there from 5 to 7. All you got to do, stop by, say hello. Sign up to win. We'll give the tickets away at a little past 7 o'clock. Need not be present to win, but you got to show up to sign up. And then we'll let you know Thursday night if you won the ticket so you can plan your trip accordingly. That is tomorrow night, 5 to 7. Join me in Fox Sports 910 at Cigar Realm, 3 Chopped and Cox Road. How many times has John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates, how many times have you been hit up for tickets this week?
Well, it's funny. It increases as the game gets closer, which I find odd because obviously the likelihood is less and less as the game gets closer. But I'm probably at about 5 or 6 this week. But for this game total, probably upwards of 25 or so.
I mentioned game day. I understand there's a site for game day on Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to have it up on Alumni Mall and use the Torgerson Bridge as the background. Apparently, it's a site that they've used before. Not over by the stadium, which is a little bit puzzling, I guess. But from a logistical sense, I guess that's the one that makes the most sense in terms of where the students are located on campus and the ease of which they can get there. So I have no doubt that they will make it a tremendous experience.
I know the players talked yesterday. Game day's not been back in Blacksburg since, well, it's 10 years now, 2007. So for some of these guys, they've never seen it, never experienced it. What's the game day effect, at least from the players' point of view?
Shouldn't be any, because they won't be there. Obviously, they'll be down in Roanoke at the hotel and won't be heading back up to Blacksburg until a few hours after the game day experience is over. Justin Fuente joked that he knows some of them will be watching it, but Cam Phillips at the same time said, no, there's absolutely no way that I'll be watching it, because why would I want to see people pick the Clemson Tigers to win, which, of course, is going to happen if they're the favorite in the game. So, you know, they're kids, and they're going to watch, and it's about them, so they're going to be interested, and why not? So I think it just adds an element of fun and relevance to it. Hopefully it doesn't add a level of pressure or stress to them, and I don't think it will with these guys. I think they're just really enjoying, you know, people recognizing their work and recognizing that they've played to a level to get back into a game of this level of meaning. So, you know, I don't think from a media obligation or interviews they have to do, I know Josh has a couple that he needs to knock out today, but that doesn't really worry me. And other than that, the ESPN folks have gotten very good at this, Wes, in terms of not disrupting the flow of a team's week. So I don't think it will have much impact on them.
All right, how about you? You get to go out with one game day member, go to the pub, get to pick their brain for an hour. Who is it?
Yeah, it's probably, since I've met Chris Fowler down at the ACC Championship game and talked to him a while, it's probably Herb Street. And just because I'd love to talk to him about football and about, you know, some of the things that I think he does a great job of talking about on the air. But I'd love to know his thoughts on program building and things like that off the air, because I think he has a great perspective on it. It's hard to pick, though, with that crew, because Lee Corso would certainly be good to throw back a beer or two with as well. So maybe it'll happen on Friday night, Wes, because it's a pretty small town. I might be able to locate them.
And maybe you get to find out who the celebrity guest picker is on Saturday, because there's a celebrity coming to town. You'll find out game day, Saturday. John Laser, before I let you roll, Saturday is a game. It's a big one. So there's 8 gazillion places you can go with this answer. Go where you want. What's the matchup? What's the key matchup you are focused in on, can't wait to see on Saturday night?
Oh, it's without question how much pressure Clemson can provide in this game and how the Hokies will handle it. You know, if Clemson is having their way up front with 4 guys, it's going to be a long night. And Brent Venables can then lock down on some of these receiving options. And we haven't seen Josh Jackson face pressure like he will. I'm optimistic as to how he'll handle it, and I'm optimistic in our coaching staff's ability to scheme directions to take some of that off of him. But if the Hokies can't get things accomplished on first and second down, like the first 4 opponents for Clemson have not been able to do, then it's going to be a long night for Tech. Now, if they can, and if they can find ways like they did in the final 3 quarters of the ACC Championship game to move the football, then you might move into some secondary areas. But that's where it all begins, without question, as does any conversation about this game need to.
All right, once again, coverage begins. Andrew Allegretta, yours truly. We'll get things started 6:30 on Saturday night. Flip it over to John Laser and Mike Burnup on the call. And then don't forget afterwards, had a lot of fun working with you. Facebook Live, Virginia Tech Athletics. You can go to their webpage, you can go to their Facebook page, you can go to the app. John and I will be hosting the postgame show, Hokies Postgame Live, on Facebook Live.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a big weekend. Don't get to my house before 8 a.m.
I will be there with coffee and donuts, my friend. See you for game day.
See you, buddy.
John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. I'm trying to work it out, Paulie, where I can – I'm staying in Roanoke on Friday and Saturday, but I'm trying to work it out where I can go. I'd like to see game day. I've never – attended game day. Never. I've been to like games where game day's been, but I've never been to the actual set, the setting, just to see the atmosphere. I missed it last year with when it, was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago when it was up at JMU. So I'd like to check it out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun on Saturday. It's going to be a fun atmosphere and Saturday night, man. There is game day in the morning. I just want to see what people – I might go people watching during the pregame show. I'm on with Al Greta. We start at 6:30. We're down at Hokie Village, by the way, if you want to join us. We'll be out there underneath the tent. I can't wait to do the show, but I also can't wait to people watch because you start early in the morning, and let's face it. There's some of you who what's the Toby Keith line? I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. There's some people going to try to accomplish that goal on Saturday by getting out there good and early. Let's see what you look like at 7 o'clock at night compared to 7 o'clock in the morning. This game's going to be fun. Clemson's the better team, no doubt about it. Both sides of the ball. And that defense is just, it's beastly. That's the best way I can put it. But remember last year when we thought Virginia Tech had no shot in the ACC championship game? And I do agree with John. One thing over the past 4 weeks, you saw it a little bit against West Virginia. But Virginia Tech has been holding some stuff back here in the arsenal. They didn't flash it out against Delaware or Old Dominion, and there are reasons why. They didn't need to. Let's see what they got Saturday night. More on this game. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, coming up at 8:45, Fox Sports 910.